June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go. Let's take a look at the top local and national stories of the day as we jump into hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan. C-Notes coming up at 3:20. We will have some Brian Schottenheimer audio for you here coming up in the Cowboys News of the Evening, which we do every afternoon at 3:20. A good resource for you, that along with Krusty's Corner at 3:40. Man, if I only had two segments of the day and I wanted to know what's going on with the Cowboys, that'd be it, 3:20 to 4 o'clock. And, of course, today at 4:20, coming up in just over an hour now, Chris Young's going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Rangers and how their outlook is evolving as they took 2 of 3 from the Nationals over the weekend. But Jaire Alexander being cut by the Packers is a potential help for the Cowboys. We will talk more about that at 3:20. And I know a lot of Tolos are out there interested in this. And then Sean Shapiro is coming up at 5 o'clock here, the Stars beat writer there. And that's where I wanted to start. Does anybody, Leah wrote about, Leah Simakopoulos, Morning News, she wrote about the most likely candidates for this job. Does anybody have a strong opinion? At 877-881-1053, go ahead and leave your name and city or texting from Stars fans. Tell us how it is. I know you, many of you spent a good portion of the weekend telling Wolchuk and I how it is with your feedback to our thoughts about other stuff. But, yeah, that coaching decision is still out there big time, and people are debating, you know, was it the right Stars move? But, you know, obviously for Jim Neal, he's already had all the debates, and now he's looking at Neil Graham, the only current head coach in this group. He's led the Stars AHL affiliate in Cedar Park since December of 2019. They're doing a heck of a job developing players.
Yeah, they really are.
And if you want to keep continuity, and you know, if those young players that have been playing for him past 2019, I'm talking to those guys, if they love him, I'm like, let's give this a shot. Do you believe in the going back and forth from a stoic authority guy to a buddy-buddy? How important is that? What are you looking for, Wolchuk?
I mean, I do think Neil Graham is the one that makes the most sense. I think he's going to end up getting the job. He's really kind of been groomed for this, it seems like. I think maybe this is a little bit quicker timeline than they were initially planning. But the other name would be Alain Nasruddin, who was one of the assistants for Pete DeBoer. But I don't know. I mean, I think Neil Graham, for his connection that he's already got, having coached a lot of these young guys, I mean, in the AHL, competed for the Calder Cup, he might be one of these young, brilliant candidates that they end up jumping on and ends up being awesome. So I'd be totally down to just make the move for Neil Graham. I think a lot of these retread guys that we'd be talking about, like a Peter Laviolette, like, I mean, we kind of know what these coaches are, you know, and maybe they could come in and have a lot of success with this group. But John Tortorella's and those type of coaching names, they're just not overly getting me excited.
Torts here would be like,
that'd be
crazy.
Fun.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. Great sound bites.
Media content. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would really result to where you need to go on the ice.
Pup in Dallas says, bring back Ken Hitchcock. That would be awesome for a third stretch. Let me ask you this next branch on the topic tree. Do you think other coaches are maybe a little cautious looking at this gig right now? Like, am I going to be in charge? If I want to take autonomy on something and say this is how it's going to be, are they going to get me fired too?
Well, I think the question was asked to Jim Neal about what did he think when Otter got pulled? And he said he supported it. So I don't know where the disconnect is now.
Yeah.
You know, if
Gallardi said like 2 days before.
And yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It, to me, it just doesn't seem like this is something, maybe this is, I don't know. I just kind of continue to think that maybe that Pete DeBoer was kind of like, okay, I can't get him over the hump here. I can't. And, you know, and he maybe he said something to Jim Neal in a way of like, because like Neal said, I supported him. The team, we weren't doing anything. Mm-hmm. We needed a jump.
You know, I think you might be onto something. Like, were they talking about where the team goes next and they had a different idea?
Probably so.
And DeBoer was like, no, I don't want to do that with this team.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. And, you know, he maybe when DeBoer made that move, whether Jim Neal probably agreed with it as an old school hockey guy, I guess. But maybe DeBoer thought, I just lost the room.
Yeah, it was all about his comments afterwards.
Yeah, I just lost the room. And he goes,
that's what did it.
And he's probably telling Jim Neal, like, listen, you just fire me, you could pay me, and you could find a guy. But I feel like my actions probably lost the room, and I don't want to put you as a general manager through that. I think this was one of those times where that they both kind of agreed to go their separate ways, and Tom Gallardi's going to pay the 1 year off, and Jim Neal's going to get to hire another coach.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, Brian. I think that makes a lot of sense. Like, if you're DeBoer, like, okay, you know, I want a show of confidence in me. I don't want to be a lame duck coach like Mike McCarthy was. And maybe Neal's like, you're going to have to coach it out and see if we can go to the next step.
Right.
You know, and as they're having these sort of big picture conversations about where the team is and where it's headed, I could absolutely see that what they thought would be, hey, we're probably heading for this after conversations. I mean, and that's kind of how McCarthy and Jerry went. Conversations. We're talking about it, and then all of a sudden, Jerry decided, no, we're going to go in a different direction. So I think there's a lot of things possible. The most important key is getting a better head coach, you know, than DeBoer. And is that possible? I don't know. You know, I really felt like DeBoer was rounding into the prime of his career, and he was becoming one of the absolute greats. But, you know, there a lot of things went wrong in the series, Brian, not just the goaltending.
Yeah, I think this is one of those things where if you do go for the minor league coach, he's worked with a lot of these young guys. Those are going to be your core guys going forward. They're going to, you know, Jim Neal's probably going to retool the roster. A lot of these veteran guys will probably be on their way. So yeah, I just feel like that it brings some continuity, but you're also hiring a first time head coach, and it's not going to cost you a ton of money. And you could kind of justify, listen, we're paying DeBoer X amount of dollars. He's not going to coach. We got a young coach who's going to, it's going to be his first gig. We don't have to pay him as much. And we'll see how the growing pains are to start. But Neil's going to retool this team with the young players. Like we've talked about, the young players have played for this particular coach.
Yeah.
And that makes it a pretty easy transition.
All right. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Great thoughts on that. If you want to keep them coming in on text, I have a Rangers question that nobody wants to be asked or answered.
But
they won again. You know, I got this vibe Saturday morning and into the afternoon as I was hanging out on the sideline watching Abby play soccer, talking with some of the dads. Friday felt like, oh, my God. This isn't going to get pulled. You win 2 of 3. Jacob DeGrom is so amazing. Okay? You know where I'm going. If we're 5 games under, he's healthy. You can actually erase the massive mistake that was giving DeGrom that big of a contract at this stage in his life after his injury history. I love CY. I think that's the biggest mistake on his ledger for a team that is so luxury tax conscious. Now, maybe signing him got Bochy. It got Eovaldi. You got a World Series because of what the statement of DeGrom told everybody else. Mm-hmm. And you know, I feel like my fingers are crossed and I'm holding my breath, but we're starting to take his health for granted, aren't we?
To some extent, yeah. You just expect him. He's been so consistent this year, you kind of forget about it.
and but you have to keep in the back of your mind that that's always sort of lurking around the corner. So I totally understand what you're saying. I'm trying to pull it up because I saw Jamie Newberg in his Substack, I think like over the weekend or maybe last week, was teeing up the idea that if you're going to try and move on, because we've talked about like Malley has kind of been the name of like the big dogs this year of guys to move.
Yeah. That's the hedge.
Right. Yeah. But I think Newberg was kind of laying it out like you are right now of like, man, you could probably get the most for DeGrom and offloading that contract. Okay. How big of a win would that be?
Yeah.
So,
I think he blocked me many years ago, so I don't see Newberg's content. Well,
you've got a lot of teams.
But that's good to know. Somebody else brought it up.
Yeah, a lot of teams would be lining up to do that. I mean, the Yankees certainly would be one. The Dodgers continue to just have pitchers going on the IL. They'd be a team that you know has the resources. I mean, you'd probably want to look at the farm systems and see, hey, what can you do? I mean, the Joey Gallo trade is one that you've been continuing to just reap the rewards on that one. Do they have a farm system or maybe some guys that could come in and give you, you know, instant playing time that you like? It's not something I would be opposed to doing. I mean, the Rangers currently with the third best ERA in all of baseball. It is just crazy. It's like we've dreamed for this as Ranger fans, and now the hitting's just not quite there. So you're feeling so uncertain. Like, how good is this team?
Yeah, I don't think moving DeGrom would be to fix the offense. I think it would be to reset Young around Bang Bang. Yeah, it'd be the ultimate seller's move of we understand what this season is now. And I do think that you absolutely have to keep an open mind about that if this thing gets really away from you by the time the deadline gets here.
The thing is, with this division, it's just not going to.
Yeah, there's also
they're not going to be. I just don't foresee.
Astros are 7 over now. Somehow
you're 5.5 back.
If that gets to 15 over and you're 9 back,
yeah. If you're 9 back, 100%.
Okay.
If you're anything over 7 games, I think then it's definitely a worthy conversation.
Well, in my mind, you'd be playing to keep DeGrom right now because there's no way I'm going to let that trade deadline go and DeGrom make another 12 to 15 starts without having an opportunity to take advantage of his value, which is tremendous right now. I am looking to absolutely crush. You know, one of the top teams in the American League that wants to win big and is willing to give up, you know, multiple top 10 prospects.
I just asked a general manager friend of mine in Major League Baseball.
Look at you.
And I said, would someone trade for DeGrom? He said, with financial considerations, yes. I said, with Rangers eating money? He said, almost all the money. Mm. Nobody is going to take that big of money given his injury history.
Okay, well, maybe I overestimated how a team would look at maybe the best pitcher in baseball, but that's good to know. I don't think you got to eat all of it. There's going to be a team that is, well, I guess the only team really is the Dodgers that doesn't give a crap about the luxury tax.
Isn't that how you got
Scherzer
and others? Yeah. You know,
can you ask him if you're going to eat all of the money? What do the prospects look like in that situation?
Okay. Talk among yourselves.
Yeah, thank you.
Like Boston's got the third best farm system right now. I'm sure the Red Sox would be interested there. And then the Tigers, who are probably thinking, like, we can win a World Series this year, at least definitely win the American League. According to MLB.com, they've got the top farm system in all of Major League Baseball right now. And they've got a guy in Jackson Jobe who's the fifth best pitcher in all of when it comes to prospect ranking. So, yeah, there's definitely some teams that I think you'd be able to flirt and get a good offer with.
You know, and that would obviously be tremendously disappointing to find ourselves there, but it would be a way of making something great out of it. I think at that point, if you're going to eat all of the salary, you want amazing prospects, and now you're thinking, we aren't contending, so while we're going to be spending all of this money, we'll stay at a luxury tax threshold. It'll actually help us be worse so we can, you know, get better draft picks here. You know, maybe next year you could have a bunch of guys around Wolcott. Right now, your only star prospect, it looks like Wolcott. That's, this guy might actually be something. All the other guys are like your working class of Major League Baseball type of prospects. So,
and if you're doing that, I mean, if you're going to punt on DeGrom and make this like a full seller's situation, then you would probably want to do the same thing with Evaldi.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Malley. Like, if you're just going to into not being good, you trade all those guys.
Malley and Gray for sure because their contracts are expiring. Evaldi because he's been so good to you. I'm like, what do you want to do? You know, we might be great with a young team next year, but maybe you want to go back to Boston.
Okay, I asked if you're eating money, do you get better prospects? His answer was yes. most certainly. But you won't get premium prospects given his injury history and age, even if you eat most of the money.
Wow. Dang, dude.
Wow.
Okay. Well, appreciate the education here.
How cool is it, though, that you could just reach out to a baseball general manager?
So he's a huge Cowboys fan. Within that's why I can
seconds he's responding to you. That's amazing.
So do you agree with that take that I threw out there 5 minutes ago that it's CY's biggest mistake? If nobody is willing to take that right now? I mean, it's 2 years after the signing. You've gotten, what, like 20 starts out of him now? 23 starts, something like that?
I mean, the pace he's going right. I mean, he might end up being the first Ranger to ever win a Cy Young.
So you can't get Jack for a Cy Young? I mean, he's 36 years old. I know he's injury here. But, I mean, I guess the risk for them is we're going to give up our prospects, taking these prospects into a market that's going to have a half dozen good pitchers. Yeah. And we'd rather spend these for a pitcher that's healthy. Who knows? Maybe the trade market dries up and you can leverage it. But appreciate that. NBA Finals are 1-1. Thunder built another lead. Pacers rally, but this time OKC held on. Don Nelson was awesome. We'll have the rim session coming up at 4 o'clock if you saw his weekend. And Cherki is expected to sign at Man City, the French 21-year-old that was great against Spain last week. Tottenham Hotspur increasingly hopeful of appointing Thomas Frank as their new head coach. Spurs expected to step up discussions with Brentford over a compensation package. There's you have 16 seconds on soccer, Brian. I thought you'd appreciate it.
Yeah, Tottenham, they'll continue like fire coach. Don't they fire coaches right before they get to finals, in finals, after finals? You know, it was a horrible season anyway. I mean,
coaching is even more fickle than anything. Office,
they never get coaching hires right. Never at Tottenham.
They've had some great ones, but I just don't. I think they get fed up with them, and they let them go before they can cook. Okay, we got the C-Note coming up next. The Cowboys news of the evening is next here in the Cheap.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or MensTeaClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nation of the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on the Fan. Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. It's time now for the C-Note here, Cowboys news of the evening. Lucius, my bad. Can we get Brian Schottenheimer with Micah Parsons here? Shotty's done it again, hitting the right notes and player interaction. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel. the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, and it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Yeah, see why in an hour. Lucius told us about this probably 10 days ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, this good night trend that had been hitting, and now it's fully gone mainstream, and people are waiting for it. Here is Micah with Brian Schottenheimer.
What up, buddy?
What up, coach?
What you doing, man? You all right?
Yeah, I just wanted to say goodnight.
Okay. I love that, bro. What's going on? Y'all good?
Hell yeah. You know, I mean, I just feel like, you know, as player to coach, just checking in on you, mental, say goodnight, hope fans well, see you Monday, you know, excited about next week. Just a good night.
Well, good, man. Well, hey, look, I know this is weird for everybody, man, but look, you're handling everything the right way, bro, and this thing's going to get worked out, and I'm thrilled to see where we take this thing, man. We're building something special, and you're going to be a huge part of it, bro.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah, Shotty. Take a shotty from me when you got a chance, man.
Hey, I'm drinking a shotty right now. Get ready to turn in for the night, brother.
Uh-oh. Hell yeah.
Hey, I appreciate the call, man, for real. And I look forward to seeing you Monday, and it's going to be a great week.
Hell yeah. See you soon, coach.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man.
You know, I think a lot of times guys want to be player coaches or try to get along with the guys because they don't know how else to do it. And they don't have like the guts to go after stars and millionaires and keep everybody accountable. So what they do is they try to be friends with everybody. Mm. But I get the feeling with Shotty, this isn't that. He has the charisma that allows him to have these moments. And I don't know if it spells victory, but it's got to be a great place to work right now.
Yeah, this is one of those times where when you call the coach, he calls any coach, that's the response you're going to get. Because coaches are that way. They're like, they're
ready to rah-rah you.
Yeah, they're ready, well, they're ready to like, man, I love you too.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. You know, I mean, every other answer is like, bro, what are you doing? Like, Lucius was playing those. It's like, bro, something wrong with you?
And no idea about the TikTok
trend. He has no idea.
He thinks it's like a genuine.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Coaches are sitting there thinking like, man, thanks for calling me, man. Makes me feel good.
Because I was thinking in my mind, the Cowboys.com or whatever set this up, or Bleacher Report Gridiron set this up. Like, it could, and I'm going to call everybody. So we got to let the guys know to expect the call.
Yeah.
Because I'm Micah Parsons. I'm not going to, you know, I'm short on time. I don't know. Maybe.
I just, coaches are that way.
Yeah.
When their players call them, that.
Yeah.
They're totally like, man, thanks for thinking of me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good night to you, man. Have a great night. You know,
he's probably thinking great opportunity to connect with this guy.
He probably hung up the phone. He probably told his wife, like, that was Micah, man.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
You we're going to be okay.
We're making progress here, you know?
He's bought in
big time. It was a bit.
Micah was trying to do a bit with him, you know?
Yeah. No, it's hilarious. And you know, again, we just hope that all of this good morale and chemistry creates the kind of buy-in that's going to allow them to install what they need to install as coaches. And speaking of that, here's Shotty mic'd up at practice.
Feels good out here.
Go, man. Have a hell of a day. Keep showing up.
Yeah, get that left one, not the right one. Get that left one. Get that left one, dog.
Hey, where were you at? Where'd you go, Sweden?
Leighton Vander Esch's boat. Something Roberts.
Here? Out here?
Ray Roberts Lake.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I see you right there. Hey. I see you right there. It's like twins. Not.
There you go, good.
Here we go, real quick. Let's go, line. Here we go.
Defense, outstanding job, right? You guys had some plays out there, right? You're going to break it up. I love it, okay? Really good day. Now, can we come out here again and do it tomorrow, okay? I bet we can. I know we can, okay?
Bam!
Yeah, man, just a classic coach. I'm surprised with everything that he's got going. He couldn't get an opportunity as a head coach before now. I think, you know, how could you have that in your building and not be like, give him a shot to lead these guys? Maybe he just grew into that role. Maybe the time was right for him, you know, to kind of spread his wings and have the confidence to be himself, as he says.
It's strange. I mean, he had, after that Mark Sanchez run with the Jets, he had some head coaching opportunities, and I guess the timing wasn't right or they went with another direction. And then, unfortunately, things didn't go well at the end in Seattle. And so it really was like a decade since. But, yeah. I mean, maybe timing is everything. And, I mean, you could look at the Cowboys kind of lucking into their last two franchise quarterbacks. Maybe they did kind of luck into the right guy here. I loved what he said at his presser talking about Marty, his dad, would probably be looking down from him in heaven like, what the hell are you doing with the energy and everything that he's bringing to the table? But he's obviously he's a football lifer, and he's seen how the player has changed over the time that he's been in the league and how they probably take to coaching and maybe what you need to do and what works and what doesn't. And right now, he thinks that this is the way. I mean, this kind of energetic, friendly approach. We care about people. We want to be there for you. Obviously, the mental health is totally different even 10 years ago from what it is today. And I hope it does, man. I hope that he ends up being awesome and is just what the doctor ordered for this team.
Well said, man. I think it starts with the concept of what you don't know being the most powerful information out there. You know, and I think he looked at how he was going to build this offense and this culture from scratch and thought, well, I'm going to take this from Pete Carroll, and I need guys to help me install an offense that can give our quarterback and our guys an edge. And that's one of the most important things I think any coach can have. It's adaptability and an open mind instead of thinking like you got all the answers. Okay, and with that, for the first time in C-Note history, I'm going to talk about my own story. Okay, every day in the C-Note, we talk about the headlines out there around America's team. And yesterday, I was thinking randomly about that Oppenheimer movie, and then I noticed how close Schottenheimer was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I thought, man, that's weird that both men with this Eimer name got these impossible tasks. Of course, Oppenheimer to split the atom and to beat a nation that was not going to surrender at any cost. Mm-hmm. Unconditional surrender was not thought possible. Okay. And now these Cowboys. Now, I would remind you, Oppenheimer did that in 3 years, right? Can Shotty get this? But then I was kind of poking around, just kind of looking for his coaching staff. And I looked at Flip and Connor Riley, OC from Kansas State,
which
is
Kansas
in the city
State?
Of Manhattan.
There you go.
Which is the same name as the Manhattan Project.
You don't say.
Look at the connection.
So I said, hot damn, we're blogging
That's
this
weed.
Thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. And you can read it at howaboutwow.com. How about that? But it was a lot of fun to write. And, you know, the headline is, what if Schottenheimer is the NFL's Oppenheimer? I think you guys will enjoy it.
Super Bowl in 3 years. I guess that's what that means.
Nobel
right?
Prize.
I think so. I think that's what it means.
Let's go.
2027. I think this is their best year, though. I mean, that's the problem. I don't think you can bet on Dak, and I don't think you can bet on Micah staying in his prime, and I don't think you want to try your best shot with receivers other than Lamb and Pickens. Like, Lamb and Pickens is the thing that's going to allow you to absolutely destroy man coverage if you can get it, right? So this has got to be the year you go for it.
Which is really unfortunate, because I don't think anybody, I mean, their Vegas win total is at 7.5.
Yeah. It's tough to imagine. It is.
Hey, hammer that over.
Yeah. I mean, their first big year in 2014, what was that? Was that 12-4? Was that 14-2? That was a great year.
Yeah.
That was a 12-4 season.
12-4 season.
Yeah.
I think the over under that year was 8.5, and I thought it was criminally high. I wanted to hammer the under, but
some good wins.
The VIG on the under was so high, it was like 40% or something. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to make this bet. It's stupid to risk for that kind of a return. But then the Cowboys went out there and absolutely dominated. That was a team with a lot of question marks around it. But what did they do?
They drafted
Zach Martin that year.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do this year?
Drafted
a big old son of a gun right guard.
Bucket.
Okay. But speaking of that, you know, speaking of, hey, this should be their year. When Jaire Alexander was released, and I looked into what his projected salary would be this morning, you know, $5 to $6 million with incentives that could take it to 10 to 12. I thought, man, is this in the range of what the Cowboys would be interested in? So, you know, I got in here and immediately asked Brian, hey, what are you hearing? And he said, not going to happen. Turns out, did I get this right, Brian? I was taking notes. Doesn't tackle, not a scheme fit.
Well, yeah, zone coverage problems, yeah. Yeah.
The injury part, obviously. I mean,
that's the biggest one.
Yeah. The availability is huge. Yeah.
Maybe some toughness questions, maybe a bit of a gambler.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I heard, I was wondering if, and somebody texted in about this, they said he won't play hurt and he's immature, he's a basket case. And I didn't know, I just saw that on the text.
Yeah, they say he's a little strange, you know, but nothing. I mean, but I did hear, though, that his teammates do not have a problem with him.
Okay.
But
Devontae Adams was talking with Kay Adams, and
problems,
he was talking about how awesome he is.
Yeah, the problems that it seems that the coaches had with him when they, you know, they, like I said, they practice him during the week, and then he is not available on a Sunday. That drove him nuts. that, like, okay, we're prepping, and then we don't play. That was something that, you know, and the whole thing, they never forgot that whole thing. You remember the story where he went out there and became the captain thing?
Yeah, and he got suspended by the team, I think.
Yeah, for a game. Never forgave him for that.
Hmm. Coach picks three captains to go out there for the coin toss. Jaire Alexander's not one of the three, but they're playing in Carolina, and I guess he was raised in Charlotte or something, and so he felt like, no, I get the carte blanche, I can go out there.
Well, he did it during overtime. He did it during the overtime coin flip.
And almost screwed it up.
And if it wasn't for their coach, their head coach, telling the referee beforehand, we're gonna take the ball.
He said they wanted to be on defense.
We're going to kick. Oh, this is what Alexander said.
Yeah.
He said, we're going to kick, is what he said. And that messed it up, where he should have said, no, we'll play defense.
He said, I wanted to be on defense, that's right. Which would have been interpreted as you're deferring,
right. So, but luckily, my guys in Green Bay, luckily the official knew what the head coach's intent was. They asked him if they got in that situation, what it was going to be. So they don't ever want that to be a problem.
Yeah, I would pay good money though to see an Oxnard, Jaire Alexander versus George Pickens in some one-on-ones.
Yeah.
Get a little testy.
I don't know if I'd risk his injuries in training camp. I'd be like, this guy's got Romo Wednesdays every day until week one. We're going to try to get all the healthy days we can out of him. 7 games a year the last 2 years, the biggest concern. But in his 7 games last year, 2 picks, 7 pass breakups, and a pretty dang good passer rating allowed. Yeah, I can't wait to see what his contract is, because teams obviously didn't want to pay that.
No.
So I wonder what, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of a market because of the talent, but what's that number really going to be?
All right, yeah, and maybe there's a world where it would get low enough that it would be in the Cowboys' range. Mm-hmm. But after hearing what Brian said, if they have $3 to $5 million to spend, I think I'd rather do that with Gilmore or Fuller or was it Mike Hilton? There's still 3 or 4 like veteran corners that are out there. Krusty's corner's coming up next, Brian. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, we'll talk some more about Alexander, but I also want to give some thoughts about Von Miller as well. We'll do
this podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic for over a decade. Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That neck.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement, as we're just over a half hour away from CY joining us here on your home of the Rangers. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. I know we've talked a lot about Jair Alexander already today, but I'll just say this about him. If there was a way to do this for the Cowboys, I would do it. I'd absolutely do this. It might be all the stuff about the money, but this guy is super, super competitive too. I mean, he plays with a chip on his shoulder when it comes to the coverage stuff. Now, are we going to have the same issues that you have with, say, Diggs, not playing the run well, ball bounces? You know, we had that whole conversation here a couple weeks ago where I wasn't trying to defend Mozzie Smith. I was just saying the run defense as a whole was not great, you know, and where the ball was going and how they were able to, teams were taking advantage of that and how they were like, you know, 900 yards before contact running the football. And I just, that's the thing that would worry me the most about Jair Alexander. But man, if you put him playing on that right side and then have the ability for him, and he's not going to play in the slot a ton. I didn't see a lot of slots snaps. Matter of fact, I saw 14 snaps where he played in the slot. But you look at how he plays the game from a coverage standpoint and what you could do and how he can match up. I was watching the Texans game, and like his ability to travel or his ability to take the best tight end out of the play. Like you're getting third down in a situation, and the Texans are trying to run Schultz on a route to get him open. Mm. Green Bay's ready. They just walk Alexander up over. They're thinking like, okay, this is one of those third and fours, and they're going to throw a drag here to Dalton Schultz to try. And Green Bay did a great job of recognizing what Houston was trying to do, and then it's an incomplete pass. But all the things that you hear, like I say, that the health, it's all true. The coach is being mad at him, that's true. They say he's a little bit of a different guy, that's true. But man, you kind of did that with Pickens though, didn't you, a little bit?
You sure did. And if you could bring, and look, that this is a position that you need help.
Desperate.
Bad. I mean, yeah. You don't know when Diggs is going to be ready. I'd love to not have to play Savone Revelle immediately and not throw him into the wolves if he's not ready to go. Kyler Elam has not been a good player in the NFL, and we're hearing great things about minicamp, and I hope they can hit on him and he fits better with Eberflus and maybe just a change of scenery. But these are big-time questions. Outside of Deron Bland, it is a ton of unknown at corner. So if I can add a Jair Alexander, and maybe the money comes down. Like right now, you said no, Brian. He's on the street for a couple of weeks. Maybe playing for the Cowboys is something that's interesting to him, and he takes more of a deal that's in their price range. And then if he has a great year, go get yourself a comp pick for him if he goes and signs somewhere else after this. Like, to me, that's the corner is they're going to have to bring in another corner at some point. Maybe it is just Stephon Gilmore once we get out to the tennis courts in Oxnard like they did last year with all these defensive linemen. But they're going to end up adding a corner. He's certainly probably the best name out there, not named Jalen Ramsey.
This fan base needs to believe in something right now. And I think there's a golden opportunity for these Cowboys. And I'm willing to believe that they're contenders, but not with this corner situation. It's the one thing I need hemmed up.
Yeah.
I'd be all about them trying to bring this dude in. The talent is enough for me. Now, obviously, you have to draw a line in the sand financially at some point here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Spotrac saying $5 to $6 million, up to $10 million, something like that, totally down for that. It's a premium position. And you've got nothing but questions out there.
Yeah. I would do that. But when I asked this morning about it, when the news first broke, I got not going to go that route. Yeah. But me personally, after kind of watching him play, but everything about it, all the other stuff is true. You know, you talk to people in Green Bay, it's like, you know, they had no axe to grind. They're like, hey, when he plays, we're really good. When he doesn't play, we're not very good. But, you know, you get coaches that get in a situation where they're like, you know, I don't want to deal with this anymore.
It's stink when the Eagles go sign him.
Okay. It's funny you say that. Because Pro Football Focus has six teams that are probably in the mix of signing this guy. Philadelphia Eagles is number one on this list.
Well, they're talking about moving Cooper DeJean over to safety.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
So if they do that, they could use a corner.
Well, they got our guy, Makuba.
Yeah.
But Makuba and then Blankenship played a lot better last year.
He did.
Yeah, but Makuba, Blankenship, man, I don't know. But Mitchell and DeJean made a huge difference in their defense last year. So maybe this is one of those teams that maybe will look at that. They also say the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
Possibility with they didn't make any changes. They got Darius Williams, Kobe Durant, and Witherspoon. Other guys, they played the most snaps for them, but they're mentioned as a possibility.
Yeah, it makes plenty of sense because they're the team that most people feel like are going to end up trading for Jalen Ramsey. They got a huge need there.
Yeah. Minnesota Vikings. They would say that it's funny because Alexander and Vikings star receiver Justin Jefferson have been fierce competitors over the years. So, taking that Packers-Vikings divisional rivalry to the next level. Alexander has called out one of Jefferson's biggest performance, a 9-catch, 184 yards, and 2 touchdowns against the Packers, a fluke, and mocked Jefferson's signature gritty celebration.
He's had some good performances against Jefferson.
He has.
But they say, though, that he also fits what Brian Flores does, because Flores plays more of more coverage than he does zone. So he kind of
He wants to blitz you. He wants to man up and blitz.
Yeah, he plays more man.
So that's a good roster there in Minnesota. Yeah. That'd be a hell of an ad.
Ravens are also a team mentioned here. Carolina Panthers are also a team mentioned here as well. And then the Los Angeles Raiders are mentioned as a team. Probably because the Raiders are mentioned because of Pete Carroll. And Pete Carroll knows how to build a secondary. So you kind of maybe that's the situation right there, but those are the teams. The Dallas Cowboys were not a team that was mentioned here.
I saw an article from CBS Sports that said it, but that was way before you had the news to start the show that the Cowboys just are not interested. It would be a heartbreak to see them go to the Eagles, but they're going to do what they do, you know. And there's still plenty of quality out there that will likely be better than Kyrie Elam. So let's see it.
Yeah. All right. I had a chance on breaks and as the show was going on, just to kind of just take a peek of Von Miller.
Yeah, the updated odds have the Cowboys as the favorite to land him.
I think Von Miller, this is a hard ask because of the games that I saw. I broke down the plays where, you know, ball was at him. The way I was able to do that with my next gen stuff. And I'm watching him play against Arizona, and I'm watching him play against the Ravens, and maybe that's unfair.
Kyler and Lamar and all the general running that both those teams like to do.
Yeah, that to me, because I was trying to kind of figure out, okay, how is this guy going to play against the run? Because, you know, I mean, maybe the pass. The one thing the Cardinals did while they were playing Von Miller, they knew where he was on the field. You could see like motions to chip, motions to like double team him, line a tight end up over him,
especially for pass rush stuff.
Yeah. Like they were not going to let him be that guy. They were not going to let, even though, and there were a couple of times where when he got one on one, I didn't realize Von Miller has much power still in his body as he does. Because he was able to walk the tackle a couple of different times. One time with Will Hernandez, the guard, remember we were always talking about, Will Hernandez couldn't even get out of his stance to get him. I mean, they were going to try and double team him, and he was by the tackle before Will Hernandez could even get over there and help. So, you know, there's times when you're watching this guy rush the passer, and you're like, man, he's still got it. And he's got just the length, the pass rush moves, the problem with him, and again, it might be really, really, really unfair, but when the ball goes away, he doesn't have that ability to run the thing down like he did one time in his life. Remember he used to play with that ability, that burst.
Oh, yeah, he would chase down the line.
He doesn't have that anymore.
Which is, I mean, to be expected at 36 years old.
If you're asking him, if you're saying, okay, well, it's Von Miller. And what have we seen Von Miller do? Because people don't really want to run the ball at him. They run away, and he used to always just chase plays. He doesn't have that ability to. Now, if you put him in, if he's part of a rotation, he's not having to play every snap.
His run grade still say he's slightly above average. Yeah. Would you say the film agreed with that?
I think so. When you run the ball at him, he still has that ability to kind of disengage and go make plays. But when the ball maybe goes to his side and it's now all the way to the outside, he can't run that down like he once did.
Starting to feel like Chief running that hill.
I guess so, a little bit.
Did he blow a groin on one of those plays?
It was a struggle for him. And it wasn't just like Kyler Murray and those, you know, because Kyler Murray can run away from you. Jackson can run away from you. But when the ball was handed or going to the outside, he just could not burst to get to that play. But the pass rush moves, the technique, the ability to disengage and all that stuff.
I mean, I think it speaks volumes. He had, what, 6 sacks last year?
Yeah.
And you're saying that offenses were clearly game planning for him to not be getting sacks?
I mean, Arizona Cardinals clearly were.
Yeah.
They were clearly thinking that they had an issue with their pass protection on him.
Just a pass rush specialist role. I would be totally down for that. And he's a friend of the program. Maybe he could be our Cowboy Player of the Week.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
That would be something.
The only thing, like I said, that I would be concerned about is he just doesn't play with the burst that he once did. That's his biggest issue. That there were times where he could run down plays from the backside, and I didn't see him do that with any regularity.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. I want to hold this thought for later, but I might not remember it. You know, I think right now you only have the two pass rushers that you're sure of. Is that right? With Fowler and Micah?
Fowler, Micah.
And then you got the three second-round picks. Yeah,
I'm pretty confident Donovan Azarocco is going to
hit. Azarocco can rush.
Pretty confident?
By the way, people were asking me about Sam Williams. He's got a brace on the other day.
Yeah.
He's going to play in that brace.
Okay.
Because of the position. They're going to keep him in that brace. People they were a little worried. But that's a brace he's actually, if you've watched any of the clips from him working out, and he could practice right now. He could practice. He's ready to go. They're just not going to do anything with him until training camp.
I'm on the horn saying, Vaughn, we're coming for you about August 15th after our first preseason game if these 3 second-round edges that we've drafted in a row aren't starting to show signs. I think that's the way I'd approach that. But I want him more than Jair. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here on The Fan. We're 23 and a half minutes from Chris Young joining us. What's next, Chief?
Let's go around the rim featuring an update on Kidd and the Knicks next in the nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.